Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is February the 28th. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today on the program, we are going to be discussing suffering with Jesus. During Lent, there's a lot of emphasis on suffering and embracing our cross. You know, sometimes Lent can become a very somber time. And you know, I believe there has to be a balance there. We have to remember that we are ultimately in Lent not walking toward Good Friday, even though we are. We're really heading ultimately toward what? Toward Easter Sunday. So after the death of Jesus, which we don't want to de-emphasize, but at the same time, we want to acknowledge that 3 days after he died, he rose from the dead. And that victory is what we want to keep our focus on, because it can get difficult during Lent if we lose sight of the fact that Jesus is indeed risen, and we want to have a relationship with the risen Lord. But today we are going to talk about suffering and how suffering is essential to the life of a Christian. I should say embracing suffering, not just enduring it, but embracing it, realizing that suffering can be beneficial. We can offer up suffering. Of course, it can purify us, but we can also turn it into prayer by uniting our suffering with the suffering of Christ and helping him in his mission of saving souls. So it's a big deal. Whether somebody's Christian or not, there will be opportunities to suffer. Suffering is part of this life on earth. But as Christians, we've been given the opportunity to have suffering take on a whole new meaning. It becomes prayer. It is not wasted. It's not just grinning and bearing it. It's important. So let's look at the gospel today from today's daily mass, Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 through 28. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." And Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." Well, he replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right hand and my left, it has been prepared by my Father." To sit at my right and my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, essentially, what's going on in this gospel reading is that we are being called by Jesus to become like Jesus. We're called to follow in his footsteps and really be transformed into him, into his image. That transformation takes place mainly through the effort of the Holy Spirit with our cooperation. And that's one of the things we do during Lent. We are trying to become less of ourselves and more of Jesus during the Lenten season. Suffering was a big part of the life of Christ. Suffering well, I should say. And as Christians, as Catholic Christians, that is exactly what we are called to do. So I'm going to encourage you during Lent. You know, Lent is a time where we are encouraged to deny ourselves. That helps us to become detached from the comforts of this world. I'm going to encourage you to more fully embrace the crosses, of course, that you give up, but also the crosses that you have no control over, the things that you don't expect, the suffering, the inconvenience, the lack of comfort, to embrace those as well. When you do that, you're living a life like Jesus. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.